We got a special guest on the line with us here, the new owner at Indian Country Sports. Tammy, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, I heard Steve's off fishing today, so we're going to break you in on the radio for the first time, so congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the fishing. I want to start with, well, we need to let folks know, first of all, I've been getting reports that the ice that was fishable on Keweenaw Bay has now broken up and blown out. Is that true?
That is very true. We did have a bunch of fishermen out on the ice in their shanties, and they were doing very well catching coho, lake trout, and splake for a couple of weeks. But earlier this week, with the wind and the warmer temperatures, it blew back out into the bay.
So I heard it was really windy there.
It has been very windy here.
Is it calming down now?
Oh, this morning it was like glass. Right now, it's still pretty calm, but yeah, not like glass, though.
Okay, well, you know, you mentioned Keweenaw Bay is not fishable. That's the bad news. Let's talk about the good news, though, for folks that might want to travel to fish here on Bay. I'm still getting good reports.
Very good reports. The ice is about 8 to 9 inches thick, the last I heard, and they're still doing very well out there. They're catching whitefish, splake, burbot, and some trout. Pike, walleye, I'm not really certain about, but they're doing very well. They're out to Witz's and the park. That's where they're going in at. And earlier it was only up to the A-frame, but now they're getting out a little bit further.
Okay. And you said, what, 8 to 9 inches?
8 to 9 inches was the last report I had heard.
And that's pretty safe. So, first of all, I want to clarify, you said Witz's. That's Witz Marine, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just for listeners that might be headed there and not knowing what Witz's is, it's the marina there. So,
yes.
I also wanted to ask you, so 8 to 9 inches, I'm assuming that there's a few people out there with sleds then.
With sleds, yes.
So they're taking snow machines out. 8 to 9 inches is pretty good. The problem is that you get a little closer to that edge, and I guess I'm just saying be careful.
Be careful. That's what I heard, because near the edge, it's still not safe.
And we'll continue with Tammy, new owner of Indian Country Sports in Lance, in our next outdoor report and hear about a tournament coming up next weekend, as well as other baits that are selling in her shop. So stay tuned for part two, coming up later on this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.